Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves 4 multi-tracking railway projects worth over 24,600 crore rupees across 4 states to boost connectivity. Center sanctions over 903 crore rupees to Haryana, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan for expansion of fire services, grants over 707 crore rupees of additional aid to flood and landslide hit Assam and Gujarat. Public sector banks clear over 5 lakh loan applications amounting to more than 10,900 crore rupees under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana so far. US-based scientists John Clark, Michel Devoret, and John Martinez bagged 2025 Nobel Prize in Physics for work in quantum mechanics. And Linthoi Chanambam wins India's first ever medal, a bronze at Junior Judo World Championships in Peru. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved 4 multi-tracking railway projects worth 24,634 crore rupees. Briefing media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the projects include the construction of 3rd and 4th lines along Wardha Bhusawal section and Vadodara Ratlam corridor and 4th lines of Gondia Dongargarh stretch and Itarsi Bhopal Bina section to enhance connectivity across the country. The projects will cover 18 districts across 4 states of Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and Chhattisgarh, increasing the existing network of Indian Railways by about 894 kilometers.
The first is the Bhusawal-Wardha section, where the 3rd and 4th lines will be constructed over a distance of 314 kilometers, involving an investment of 9,197 crore rupees. The second project is the Gondia-Dongargarh 4th line, which will cover 84 kilometers with an investment of 2,223 crore rupees. The third project approved is the Vadodara-Ratlam 3rd and 4th lines with an estimated cost of 8,885 crore rupees. The fourth and major project is the Itarsi-Bhopal-Bina route, which already has 3 lines, and now a 4th line will be added. The project spans a route length of 237 kilometers and holds significant importance for improving railways connectivity.
Bada project hai, 237 kilometers route length hai.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Union Cabinet's approval for 4 key multi-tracking projects of the Indian Railways will benefit thousands of villages and strengthen rail connectivity. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that it will ease congestion and enhance logistics efficiency under PM Gati Shakti. The centre has approved over 903 crore rupees to Haryana, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan under National Disaster Response Fund for expansion and modernisation of fire services. A higher-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved the assistance. The committee has also approved over 707 crore rupees of additional central assistance to Assam and Gujarat from NDRF affected by flood and landslides last year. The government has said that over 5 lakh loan applications amounting to 10,907 crore rupees have been sanctioned by public sector banks, PSBs, under Prime Minister Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana so far. The finance ministry said the loan has been sanctioned to provide financial support to the beneficiaries in installing rooftop solar systems. We have a report.
The PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana is being supported by making credit delivery process easier and facilitating collateral free loans at lower interest rates through PSBs. With participation from public sector banks, several enhancements have been introduced, such as inclusion of co-applicants and removing capacity-based gaps in the scheme to ease access to loans and expand the reach of the scheme. The loans are processed online through the Jan Samarth portal, ensuring a simple, quick experience for beneficiaries. The initiative was launched by Prime Minister Modi in February last year with an aim to provide free electricity to households by facilitating the installation of rooftop solar panels. Shivang Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the country has witnessed remarkable transformation in the last 11 years. He said path-breaking initiatives empowered women, youth and farmers across the country, lifting over 25 crore people out of poverty. The Prime Minister made these remarks as he enters into the 25th year of serving the nation as the head of a government. Expressing gratitude to the people, Mr. Modi, in a series of posts on social media platform, X said, India stands as a bright spot in the global economy. The World Bank has raised India's growth forecast to 6.5% for financial year 2026 from its earlier projection of 6.3% in June, citing resilient domestic demand, strong rural recovery, and the positive impact of goods and services tax, GST reforms. In its latest South Asia Development Update, the World Bank said that India is expected to remain the world's fastest growing major economy, underpinned by strong consumption growth. The GST Bachat Utsav, announced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and launched on the 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. Today, our correspondent brings a report on the GST reforms that are set to boost the economy of Punjab.
Punjab is a key producer of many agro and food commodities of India. With the GST rate reduced from 12% to 5% on namkeen, savory snacks, pickles, honey, paneer and dairy products, this step will encourage grain production, support livelihoods while benefiting local and small-scale producers. The reforms will also make textile products including fulkari embroidery, woolen shawls, hand block printed fabric and women's cotton kurtas affordable for people by reducing the GST rate to 5%. This move will not only make the textile products cheaper but also make them competitive across domestic and global markets. Meanwhile, the GST drop from 12% to 5% on wooden lacquer toys will give the toys industry a significant boost in Punjab. With Shivang, Drishti Punyani, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav today held a meeting with ministers from Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi on stubble management. The meeting held in New Delhi focused on strategies to curb air pollution caused by stubble burning and promote better utilization of paddy residue. Agriculture Ministers of Punjab, Haryana and Uttar Pradesh and Delhi Environment Minister joined the meeting virtually. Appreciating the efforts of the states, Mr. Chauhan said that while commendable work has been done in stubble management, continuous and sustained efforts are necessary to achieve larger goals. Mr. Yadav emphasized enhanced coordination between the Ministry of Agriculture and state governments over the next 10 days. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Three US-based scientists John Clark, Michel Devoret and John Martinez have been awarded the 2025 Nobel Prize in Physics for groundbreaking experiments involving a chip that demonstrated quantum mechanical effects on a macroscopic or human scale level. We have a report.
The work of scientists John Clark, Michel Devoret and John Martinez has paved the way for advancements in next generation of quantum technologies, including quantum computers, quantum sensors and quantum cryptography. The Nobel winners carried out experiments in the mid-1980s with an electronic circuit built of superconductors and demonstrated that quantum mechanical properties could be made concrete on a much larger macroscopic scale. Quantum mechanics describes how matter behaves differently on incredibly small scales. Their experiments demonstrated quantum mechanical tunneling and energy quantization in an electrical circuit large enough to be held by hand. The trio are affiliated with the University of California and Yale University. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences awarded the trio a prize of 11 million Swedish krona. Experts hailed the achievement as a major step in the ongoing development of quantum technologies that could transform digital communications and computing worldwide. This continues the long tradition of physics breakthroughs shaping modern technology and deepening scientific understanding. Abhineet Shukla from News Desk.
President Draupadi Murmu said that the country's armed forces demonstrated the strength of jointness and strategic foresight during Operation Sindoor. She noted that the calibrated tri-service response resulted in effective synergy which dismantled the terror infrastructure across the line of control. President Murmu was addressing the faculty and course members of the 65th National Defense College course at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan has emphasized that dialogue, deliberation, debate and discussion are the basic tenets of parliamentary democracy. Mr. Radhakrishnan stated this while interacting with floor leaders of various parties of Rajya Sabha in New Delhi today to discuss ways for ensuring the effective functioning of the upper house. He urged members to make full use of available instruments such as zero hour, special mentions and question hour to raise issues of public importance. This was Mr. Radhakrishnan's first meeting with party leaders after assuming charge as the chairman of the Rajya Sabha last month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 9th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2025, Asia's largest telecom, media and technology event at Yashobhoomi in New Delhi tomorrow. The fourth event will showcase the latest advancements in telecom and emerging technologies, bringing together global leaders, policymakers, industry experts and innovators. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin and greeted him on his 73rd birthday. The two leaders reviewed bilateral progress and reaffirmed the commitment to further deepen India-Russia special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also conveyed that he is looking forward to host Mr. Putin at the 23rd India-Russia annual summit. The 25th FICCI Frames was inaugurated in Mumbai today, marking the landmark Silver Jubilee edition of the convention. The event was graced by Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju and actor Ayushman Khurrana. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Jaju said the industry has grown tenfold over the past 25 years from 25,000 crore rupees to 2,50,000 crore rupees. Speaking about the Waves OTT platform, Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said the platform is envisioned as a one-stop shop for all Indian content. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Tripura, Nagaland, Manipur, coastal Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe and Tamil Nadu tomorrow. Talking to Akashvani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani, Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal are likely to receive isolated heavy rainfall, while rainfall activity over Delhi NCR is likely to reduce from tomorrow.
Today, light to moderate rain has occurred over various locations over Delhi, and mainly the highest amount of rainfall occurred over Palam, that is 41.6 millimeter in the afternoon of today. Safdarjung Airport has recorded very less rainfall, that is light rainfall, 5.8 millimeter. So because of the active western disturbance, the rain is continuing over Delhi as well as Punjab, Haryana, whole North India covering Himalayan region.
Judo player Linthoi Chanambam created history by winning India's first ever medal at the Junior World Championships in Lima, Peru today. 19-year-old Chanambam clinched the bronze medal in the women's 63-kilogram category with a win over Netherlands' Johnny Gillian. In the women's ODI World Cup cricket, Bangladesh have set a target of 179 runs against England in Guwahati. Put into bat, Bangladesh were all out for 178 in 49.4 overs. In reply, England were 137 for 6 in 36 overs a short while ago. Both teams began the campaign in the tournament with a win. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves 4 multi-tracking railway projects worth over 24,600 crore rupees across 4 states to boost connectivity. Centre sanctions over 903 crore rupees to Haryana, Madhya Pradesh and Rajasthan for expansion of fire services, grants over 707 crore rupees of additional aid to flood and landslide hit Assam and Gujarat. Public sector banks clear over 5 lakh loan applications amounting to more than 10,900 crore rupees under PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana so far. US-based scientists John Clark, Michel Devoret and John Martinez bagged 2025 Nobel Prize in Physics for work in quantum mechanics. And Linthoi Chanambam wins India's first ever medal of bronze at Junior Judo World Championships in Peru. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.